This is Alive with Joseph.
Welcome to church. God is faithful. I'm good to see you on this beautiful, beautiful Friday evening. Amen. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have been looking at Dominion Mandate for Supernatural Shift. And we've built quite a lot. So let me just continue from where I left it off. So let's begin from Acts of Apostles chapter 12 from verse 7 to 9. Acts chapter 12 from verse 7 to 9. Acts chapter 12 from verse 7 to 9. Good. Now it says, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said. And the chains fell off Peter's wrist. Then the angel said to him, put on your clothes and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap up your cloak around you and follow me. And the angel told him, Peter followed. And the angel told him, Peter followed him out of the prison. But he had no idea what the angel was doing or what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. Amen. Now, the first thing the angel of the Lord said to Peter was for him to get dressed. Why? Anytime God wants to shift you, the first thing he does is to show you your true nature. Every time God wants to shift you, the first thing he does is to show your true nature. Why? Because your garment is your true nature. Your garment, which is the righteousness of God in Christ, is your nature. So every time God wants to shift you, no supernatural shift can ever happen without God showing you your true nature. And everything the New Testament says about you as a believer, they are not aspirations, rather descriptions. Everything that the New Testament says about you, they are not aspirations, but descriptions. They are not aspirations, but descriptions. So the New Testament is not telling you to aspire to be holy. The New Testament is not telling you to aspire to be righteous. The New Testament is not telling you to aspire to be healed or aspire to be blessed or aspire to be forgiven. Everything the New Testament says about the believer, they are not an aspiration, they are a description. Everything that the New Testament says about the believer, they are not an aspiration, they are a description. So the New Testament describes the believer. The New Testament describes the believer. It speaks from what Christ has done for you. It speaks of what Christ has done for you and who you are in Christ Jesus. The New Testament speaks of what Christ has done for you and who you are in Christ Jesus. So you don't need, when you study the New Testament, is a description of who you are. So you must understand that, and also understand that you don't need to be anointed. You are already anointed. Why? In the New Testament, the Lord has already anointed us. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27 says, as for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you. It doesn't go anywhere. It remains in you, and you don't need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you remain in him. The anointing there speaks of the Holy Spirit. So you don't need a fresh anointing. You're already anointed. Why? Because the New Testament is a description of who you are. So when you see any anointed man or woman of God or any believer that you admire that is anointed, they are not more anointed than you. The truth is just that they are walking in the anointing that we all have received that you may have refused to use. They are walking in the anointing that every one of us has received in Christ that you may have refused to use. The anointing is already in you, according to 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Your body is the conduit of the anointing. Your body is the conduit of the anointing. You are a carrier of the anointing. Thunder, I am a carrier of the anointing. Now, the Bible speaking said in the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38, it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. So when God is anointing you, it is with the Holy Spirit. When God anoints us, it is with the Holy Spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit, it then means that you are already anointed. So walk in it. Walk in the anointing. Walk in the anointing. Let 2026 be one year that you walk in the anointing. So everything the New Testament says about you is not aspiration. They are description. So you are not trying to be redeemed. You are redeemed. You are not trying to be righteous. You are righteous. You are not trying to be anointed. You are already anointed. Everything the New Testament says about you, they are not an aspiration, they are a description. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Now, when you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, it says, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Child of God, you are not about to be, how will I put it now? You are not about to be pure or holy or righteous. Christ Jesus that you have received, who is the wisdom from God, is already your righteousness. He is already your holiness. He is already your redemption. You are not about to be pure. You are not about to be holy. You are not about to be righteous. The Bible says Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Now, when you read it in the New Living Translation, it paints a better picture for us. It says, God has united you, take note of that, with Christ Jesus for our benefit. God made him to be wisdom itself for our benefit. For your benefit, God has made Christ Jesus to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. He made us pure and holy and freed us from sin. So you have been freed from sin. Why? Because he has made you pure. Christ made you pure. He has made you right with God. At the point of regeneration, at the point of being born again, Jesus freed you from sin, made you right with God. And when he made you right with God, he also made you pure. He also made you holy. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Now, Romans chapter 5, verse 8 to 9, it says, but Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. And there is still much more to say of his unfailing love for us. For through the blood of Jesus, we have heard the powerful declaration. What is the declaration? He now tells us the declaration. He said, the declaration we have heard is this: you are now righteous in my sight. He said, we now are hearing the powerful declaration. What is the powerful declaration? He said, you are now righteous in my sight. And because of the sacrifice of Jesus, you will never experience the wrath of God. You will never. You will never. You will never. Is that not a good place to rejoice tonight? Is that not a good place to celebrate tonight? That you will never experience the wrath of God. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. You are now righteous. He said, we have heard the powerful declaration. What is it? You are now righteous in my sight. You are now righteous. You are not going to be righteous. You are not going to attain righteousness. You are now righteous. Thunder, I am now righteous. Everybody, thunder, I am now righteous. You that is online, put it on the live chat. I am now righteous. Amen. So he said, you are now righteous. Where? In Pastor Joseph's sight. In your friend's sight, or in that person that you think that is the most powerful Christian. Amen. Are you now righteous in the sight of that person you think that they are the most holy human being on the earth? Because they don't smile, they are always angry, they always, listen. Jesus cried so that you can laugh. My friend, laugh a bit. Laughing, crying, frowning is not Christianity. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, you are now righteous in his sight, not in the sight of Pastor Joseph. Why? Because Pastor Joseph is not even the standard of righteousness. The only person who is the standard of righteousness is now saying to you, you are now righteous in his sight. The only person who he is the standard of righteousness, he now says to you, you are righteous in my sight. You are righteous in my sight. Hallelujah. That's a good place to give Jesus your praise tonight. And the reason why many believers are not walking in self, are not walking in this reality, is because they do not understand. They do not understand. So you are righteous before the only person who is righteous. He said, you are righteous in my sight. And the reason why also you find many believers are walking in self-abuse is because they don't know who they are. Many of you are abusing yourself with condemnation, which has made you lose authority, which is now, you know, authority is the right to rule the domain God has given you. And the reason for the abuse is because you don't know who you are. Many of you are abusing yourself, and because of that, you are not walking in authority, you are not walking in dominion, you are not ruling and taking charge. Child of God, you are not going to be righteous. You are not trying to be righteous. The scripture says you are now righteous in his sight. You are now righteous in his sight. And listen, friends, righteousness comes by believing. It doesn't come by achieving. It comes by believing. It doesn't come by achieving. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. You see, I'm giving you so many scriptures to argue my case, because let scriptures interpret themselves. Are you hearing me tonight? Now, it says, listen to what the scripture says, because Abraham believed God's word. His faith transferred God's righteousness into his account. Abraham believed God. And as a result of him believing God, his faith credited to his account, or transferred to his account, righteousness. The day you believe in God, what was transferred into your spiritual account is righteousness. Righteousness comes by believing and not by performing. It comes by believing, not by performing. You don't perform to be righteous. You believe to be righteous. You are righteous if you have received Jesus by faith. If you have received by faith what Christ has done for you. You are righteous if you have received by faith what Christ has done for you. You are righteous if you have received by faith what Christ has done for you. I'm going to give an illustration. Let me ask in one of our ministers. Mama, come. You can come to the stage. Let me ask your daughter to come. Rita Billy, come. This is her daughter, in whom she is well pleased. This is her daughter, her first child. She's an university undergraduate. She's graduating this year from law. She's doing law. Now, it is by birth that your children, we also have Bokang. Bokang is somewhere there. Or around. It is by birth that Rita Bile is her child. Not by performance. It is by what? By what? By what? There is nothing she did to become her child. She did everything to be her mother. You're getting it now? She didn't do anything to become her child. She did everything to become her mother. Rita Bile is her child by birth, not by performance. Are you following me tonight? So Jesus identified with us in his birth so that we can identify with him in his resurrection. Jesus became man to identify with us. He died, was buried, resurrected, seated, glorified, so that you and I can identify with him in resurrection. So it is by birth your children are your children. By birth. Are you understanding? There is nothing they did. Rita Bile didn't do anything to become
her child. She didn't do anything. She became her child by what she did. That settles it. Give the Lord your praise, please. Thank you so much, Mama. Thanks, Rita Bill. Did you understand that illustration now? She did everything for Rita Bile to be her child. They became Rita Bile and also Bokang. They became her children by what she did. It was she who made them her children. It was she who made them her children. In the same way, the day you opened up the womb of your faith and received the seed of God's word, conceived by God, you became born again. Bible says, 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That day you became born again, you became righteous. You didn't do anything to become it. God did everything so that you can become. Give the Lord your praise tonight. That was the day your righteousness showed up on the inside of you. And the reason why most of you are not walking in who you are is because nobody told you about it. Nobody told you about it. And that is what I am taking the time to do these 21 days. Many believers, they are trying to achieve righteousness. Imagine Rita Bile trying to achieve being her daughter. What an error. What an error. Imagine she trying to. She goes to school. She pays her university fees. She and her husband pay her university fees. Take care of everything. She doesn't achieve. She doesn't do anything to try to be. No. Why? Because she did nothing to be her daughter. She did everything for her to be her daughter. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So understand that being righteous is not by age, because a believer can be aging in church but not growing in grace. You know, when I was born again those years, you know, those old people who have been in church, they were considered the righteous ones. Then we, the youths, were considered the worst sinners on the earth. I don't know if you grew up in such church. That's the kind of church I grew up in. Only old people are righteous. Young people, we are never righteous. In fact, we are the ones that is going to hell. All of them are going to heaven. Wicked men and women, but they are going to heaven. Righteousness has nothing to do with your age. Because you can be aging in the church, but you're not growing in grace. So, Christ died so that you can be happy, or he cried so that you can be happy. Jesus was beaten so that you can be healed. He died so that you can live. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and it is with his stripes you are healed. All these things is what Jesus has done for you. So the devil, through deception, is trying to get you to do what Jesus has already done. And that was the state he brought Eve to. Trying to get Eve to do what God has already done. And that's what he's still doing till today. Trying to get the believer to do what Jesus has already done. Making the believer feel that if you don't do it, you are not complete. And yet the Bible says we are complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers. We are complete in him. We are complete in him. Hallelujah. So righteousness is by faith, and it is a product of hearing the gospel. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 17 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." We now go from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." In the same book of Romans, it now tells us also that Israel was striving towards righteousness by works, and they did not receive it. They did not receive it. They were striving towards righteousness by work. They did not receive it. But we, the Gentiles, we have received it by faith. Romans 9, verse 30 to 31. Romans 9, verse 30 to 31. Yeah, use that. Romans 9, 30 to 31 says, "What shall we say then? that the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness. Talking about us. Even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Now, why did they not receive it? The Bible now tells us in verse 32, wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, they didn't come by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. They didn't come by faith. So you are justified by faith. You are declared righteous by faith. When faith begins to flow like a flood, victory begins to find expression in your life. Righteousness is your nature. That is who you are. Your faith in the finished work of Christ transferred to you into your account the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It transferred it into your account. Romans chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, TPT says, let me use Abraham as an example. It is clear that, humanly speaking, he was the founder of Judaism. What was his experience of being made right with God? Was it by his good works of keeping the law? He said no. For if it was by the things he did, follow the things, the teaching carefully, he would have something to boast about. But again, the boasting would not have been before God. Listen to what the scripture says. Because Abraham believed God's word, his faith transferred God's righteousness into his account. He believed God's word. His faith transferred God's righteousness into his account. Child of God, if you put your faith into what Jesus has done, then you are irrevocably righteous. You put faith into what Jesus has done. You are irrevocably righteous. If Abraham was justified by his works, he could have been able to boast. But the Bible said, not even before God. If it is based on Abraham's good works that he was righteous, then he has something to boast. Even that boasting will not have been before God. It will have no value in the sight of God. And that is what the Bible is saying. So those of you that is trying to be righteous by good works, you cannot attain God's standard by your good works. Listen, friends, it is good to be a good person. It is very good. Don't misunderstand me now. It is very good to be a good person. I should be able to look at you and be able to see the qualities of a Christian in you. I should be able to see the character of a believer. I should not look at you and I'm confused, asking myself if you're a Christian or an unbeliever. There should be a difference. I should look at you. Why? Because of God's righteousness in you. The Bible says it teaches us to deny ungodliness. Hallelujah. But you cannot attain God's standard by your good works, no matter how good you are. If there is no faith in what Jesus has done, your goodness is a sin before God. This is not the righteousness we're dealing with here is not an issue of morality. It is an issue of God's standard. Romans 4, verse 3. Can we read it together, everybody? Let's read it together. TPT translation at the count of three. And those who are online as well, let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. Listen to what the scripture says. Because Abraham believed God's word, his faith transferred God's righteousness into his account. It was not what he did that made him righteous. It was his faith that made him righteous. He transferred. He believed. This is not an issue of morality. It's an issue of God's standard. And God's standard says you must believe to have this transferred into your account. And righteousness, we establish righteousness means also it means you having been made right with God. It means you have a right standing with God. Romans 4 again, verse 4 to 5 says, when people work, they earn wages. It can be considered a free gift because they earned it. But no one earns God's righteousness. No one earns it. No one earns God's righteousness. You cannot earn it. There is no how hard you try. You cannot earn it. No one earns God's righteousness. It can only be transferred. Oh, when we no longer rely on our own works. So if you're still relying on your own works, forget about this transfer. This transfer is not for people like you. He said, can only be transferred when we no longer rely on our own works, but believe in the one who powerfully declares the ungodly to be righteous in his sight. It is faith that transfers God's righteousness into your account. Nudge your neighbor and tell them, give the Lord your praise. Go ahead and give him praise. Now nudge your neighbor and tell them, it is faith that have transferred God's righteousness into your account. Hey, if I release you now, I think I'm done. Faith. And that is why many believers have no faith in what God has given to them. Because they don't have faith in this one. If I don't have faith in my identity, how will I be able to have faith to move mountains? I don't have faith in my identity. Who God says I am. How will you not have faith to heal cancer? Amen. So if you work to get righteous, then it is no more grace, it is works. What you get from God, actually the Bible called it a wages. It is considered you earn wages. It can be considered a free gift. What you get from God is not what you worked for. It is what grace has made available. You are what you are by the grace of God, not by the works of righteousness. Lest the Bible say any man should boast. You are not here today because you're Mr. Good Guy or you're Mrs. Good Lady. You are here by the grace of God. Grace found your direction. And on this mountain, I declare over you, by the grace of God, your destiny is made whole in the name of Jesus. Your career is established in the name of Jesus. 2026, by the grace of God, experience a supernatural shift in the name of Jesus. I declare your dreams becomes a reality in the name of Jesus. Your destiny will find expression in the name of Jesus. Your business will flourish in the name of Jesus. Your health is restored in the name of Jesus. Your marriage will flourish in the name of Jesus. Your children will do well in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Child of God, it is faith in Christ that has transferred God's righteousness into your account. Faith in Christ has transferred God's righteousness into your account. Faith in Christ, I repeat, has transferred God's righteousness into your account. He did nothing. He didn't work for it, our father Abraham. He just believed in God who justifies the ungodly. Just by believing, it was accredited into his account for righteousness. Thunder, I am righteous. I didn't hear thunder, I am righteous. So righteousness is not the works of the law. It is a nature. The same way, you know, Rita Bile is a daughter to our dear sister by nature. By nature. Amen. I want you to sing Sila. Pause and think. She became her daughter by nature. She didn't contribute anything. She was not there when Mr. Shabalala said to her, I love you, we love you, I love each other, let's go and marry. She was not there on their wedding day. It had nothing to do with her. They came together and decided. And she arrived by nature. So she doesn't struggle to be her daughter. My friend, why are you struggling to be who God has already made you to be? And that's what happened to Eve. The devil said, you will be like God. Eve doesn't need to be like God. She was already like God. Hallelujah. So righteousness is not the works of the law. Righteousness was conferred or credited to you at the point of regeneration. Why? Because the work of redemption is to restore man back to man's original design. Hear me, friends. What you have not been able to do in the last couple of years, I stand here, by the time this 21 days is over, you shall be able to do it, and you will not just do it, you will do it 1,000 times more in the name of Jesus. On the wings of these 21 days, the garments and the mantle of performance is coming upon you. The Bible says, unto she that believeth, there shall be a performance. I declare tonight, what you have not been able to do in the last couple of years, what you couldn't do in 2025, this year, on the wings of these 21 days, you will do it 1,000 times more in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Let me show you something quickly, and we close. Go with me to the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 to 22. It says, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace. I'm reading New Living Translation. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now, he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Now, this is what Jesus has done for us. He has given to us. So Jesus gave to us. You did not do anything. He gave it to us. You who knew sin. That in that Jesus, the Bible says, you are standing before him. You are holy and blameless. As you are right now, you are blameless before him. Are you understanding me now? This is what Jesus has done for us. As you are right now, you are blameless before him. So when the devil brings your issue before God and tries to blame you before God, God doesn't understand what the devil is talking about. Why? Because the one he is blaming is blameless before God. Are you understanding now? As you are right now, you are blameless before God. So when the devil comes before God to blame you, God doesn't understand what he's talking about. Because why? You are right now, oh Jesus, blameless. He said, yet now he has reconciled you to himself. You didn't reconcile yourself to God. No. The reconciliation, you had no, your input was not in it. You were not part of the reconciliation. He did everything. How did he do it? He reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. He now said, and as a result, he brought you into his presence. You didn't come on your own terms. He brought you into his presence and declared you qualified. He said to you, you are qualified to be in my presence. That is why no devil can disqualify you in the presence of God. And he tells us, come boldly before the throne of grace. When you come boldly, stay boldly. He brought you into his own presence. He now said, you are holy. You are blameless. He brought you in. Can you see? All of this has nothing to do with you. You are just a beneficiary. You are a beneficiary. I stand to declare every lie the devil has sold to you, I cancel it by fire in the name of Jesus. With the truth of God's word, I command those lies be nullified in the name of Jesus. So he said, you are holy and blameless as you stand before him. I'm standing before him. I'm blameless. Did you see the next statement? Can you say it for me, please? Without a single fault. That gets the devil angry. But he knows many believers don't know that. So a believer comes into the presence of God. Unkulukulu baba way too. He starts confessing the sins of his ancestors. And angels are wondering, what is Joseph talking about? Which ancestral sin? Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. What is he talking about? Because right now, you are the one who brought him. He didn't bring himself. By your death on the physical body.
Please go ahead and celebrate the Lord tonight. You are blameless before God. And the Bible says, who is he that can lay charge against the elect of God? It is God who justifies. Yeah, he is the justifier of the ungodly. Hear me, friends. God's testimony of you is the testimony of Jesus. God's testimony of you is the testimony of Jesus. Then the Apostle Paul continued. I will stop here tonight. He continued and said in verse 23. Put verse 23 for me. But you must continue to believe these truths. That's where the problem is. He said you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. After 21 days, anybody comes to confuse you, tell them, get out. Stand firmly in it. These are the truths I have stood firmly in. Even when the enemy raises accusing fingers towards us, I stand firmly in it because I know what Christ has done. Hey, my friend, you are not inferior by what Jesus has done. You are not inferior to any devil. I prophesy over you, whatever you lost as a result of ignorance, recover by light in the name of Jesus. Whatever you lost in 2025, recover by light in the name of Jesus. Recover by light in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Rise on your feet and let's go home. He said, stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. Whatever will make you drift, I stand here today. I command it be terminated by fire in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of drifting, I delete it out of your life in the name of Jesus. He said, don't drift. The good news has been preached all over the world. And I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. Continue in it. Continue to believe this truth. Even after 21 days, continue to believe this truth. Don't drift from it. Even when things are not working, don't drift from it. When the enemy come against you, don't drift from it. When things get tough, don't drift from it. When things are good for you, millions are rolling in. You are not counting in millions. Still don't drift from it. When your life is getting better and better, don't drift from it. When you start flying first class, don't drift from it. You start flying private jet, don't drift from it. You drive a Rolls Royce, don't drift from it. Because I don't want to say don't drift when things are bad. No. Things will be good for you. So when things are good, you're cruising in your Bentley, don't drift from it. When life is good, don't drift from it. Thunder, I will not drift. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I'm done for tonight.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.